This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And right downstairs from where I am at the Amerant Bank Arena is the Funky Buddha Tap Room, where I will be enjoying a libation while I wait for the puck to drop around 7:25 tonight. Banner go up around 7 p.m. tonight. I know Ryan from Funky Buddha is going to be here in the house tonight. He's certainly going to make his way up here where we're doing the show, get one of these carved turkey sandwiches at the Carvery. It's his favorite spot, the line. Actually, the doors are open. Doors opened at 5 o'clock, so doors are open. But the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is underway. Crowder is in New York doing the show. Roy Bellamy from Meadowlark Media is sitting with us here at the broadcast table. He's going to sit in for headlines. And Josh Appel's on his way over. He's going to join us in our final segment here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. So we've got a lot. You excited, Roy? Roy has been a lifelong Panthers fan, Crowder. Like, I'm not exaggerating, yeah, right? From,
yeah, exactly.
From year one.
Yep.
So will tonight be emotional for you when they raise the banner?
Well, as you know, I don't really do well with emotion because
that is
I don't have any.
Correct.
But, yeah, I mean, this is going to be a fantastic night for me because for 30 years I've watched this team, and I've seen this team struggle. I've seen this team be very, very awful. And now, Stanley Cup champions. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. I really can't. I was saying to, I don't know if it was Plagans or someone, who are we talking to, maybe George Richards. You know, I remember coming here on a Tuesday, a Wednesday night, Edmonton would be in town or Winnipeg. You know, there'd be 5,000 people here. I mean, it was just, and half those tickets were given away. Like, to see what has transpired over the course of time and how it all culminates tonight with the banner raising is really cool.
Season tickets have sold out.
Yeah.
It's done. It's all over. Like, wow.
I mean, you'd think if I told you go back in time 15 years ago, they would get to 2024 and season tickets would be sold out going into a season, you'd say you're crazy.
We had free tickets
stacks.
In the office.
Stacks
of free tickets.
Stacks of them.
Roy, I know you say you're emotionless. Is swag an emotion? Is arrogance an emotion? Because you got to have some arrogance right now holding the cup.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I would think that swag and arrogance is an emotion, but I don't. I mean, I'm very I'm not very aggressive with that swag.
You know who Roy is? You said yesterday on the show, Cam Ward doesn't show any emotion during the game. He's all business. He doesn't let a bad throw get to him. Doesn't let a touchdown get to him in the other way. Roy is that way 24/7.
I think that's called Asperger's.
It's not called Asperger's. Damn it. I am very much a normal person. I am not on the spectrum. Why would you say that about me? That's mean.
That was funny.
You're a boy,
that was
Roy.
Not funny.
You know
that's
boy,
that's the first emotion I've ever seen Roy show. That was funny. That was legitimately funny. Roy has been answering me the same way for 20 years. How are things going? Hanging in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And I know how good things are for him at Meadowlark and in his life. And how are things going?
Beautiful
hanging
wife.
In there.
Beautiful
right. I go,
daughter.
How's Anid doing? Hanging in there. How's Claire? She's hanging in there.
We're all hanging in there.
Everybody's
all day to day.
All right. I don't have a ton of time day to day. I don't have a ton of time during the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour today. We're going to get some headlines here from Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. By the way, everybody knows my old friend Eric Nunez, big boss in the 305. He is back. If he's involved in a car dealership, they are flat out winning because he sells for less, period, and he pays his employees the most, period. And right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Kia models like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And with over 500 new Kias in their inventory, all you have to do is just pick the color you want. They also just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral, which will go nicely with their Volkswagen and Acura stores. If you know Eric, you know he's going to have every one of these dealerships at the number one spot before long. He manages the entire Miami area for the Lithia Automotive Group, the number one automotive retailer in the nation. So if you're in the market for a Kia, go see my good friend Eric Nunez and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Here are your headlines, brought to you by Doral Kia with Alejandro Solana.
Hey, Roy, is tonight, by the way, a must-win for the Panthers, considering they well, no, you laugh, but Roy, I mean, they're kind of in a slump, right? They've lost three of their last four games.
Tonight is a must-win for the Panthers. I mean, you got to get off on the right foot here to begin this season. And the emotions, is there going to be a Stanley Cup hangover? Mm. We'll see today.
I like what Doug said. Did you hear Doug? He said it's a Stanley Cup carryover.
Woo-hoo! Oh, better than a hangover.
Yes. Carryover. Yeah.
We do have some important NFL news. Not only was Robert Saleh fired today, escorted out of the building by the New York Jets, but we have a quarterback change in New England. Jacoby Brissett. They told him to sat his ass down. Number three overall pick, Drake May, will be making his debut versus the Texans this weekend.
All right, very good.
Great decision.
You guys just learned what the Saints backup quarterback's name is, Jake Haener. Get used
Curtis
to him.
Curtis Painter.
It has a P, right?
Because according to Mike Garafolo, Derek Carr expected to miss multiple games with an oblique injury.
Won't they go to Taysom Hill if he's available to come back? I don't know how long he's injured for. I know he was inactive last night.
I guess not. I don't know. No, I don't know. Huck. I don't know if he's legitimately their backup quarterback.
They have to change the whole offense. They're not going to. Taysom Hill's not running an offense, Hawk.
He fills in perfectly when a quarterback's going to miss a week or two.
But he's like a glorified, wildcat quarterback. He can't.
No, I get it. For a week or two, no, he's done it before. Like for a week or two, that's exactly why you have him on the roster. I think.
I'm telling you, I watched this damn Haener last night with you putting my money on it, and I'm with you. I would love somebody else to run this offense.
He's lying, Roy. Guy texted me during the Alabama game on Saturday night when Alabama was down two touchdowns. They're giving away free money. Alabama's only a 2.5-point favorite now. I mean, I put everything I own onto Alabama because of this guy.
You have a history of losing Crowder's money.
I have a history of losing Crowder's money. I have a history of making him money. I'm pushing this Crowder powder everywhere I go.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Hey, Roy, CrowderPowder.com. We got two new blends.
Oh, yeah, you got the taco seasoning, right?
There you go, taco, and seafood's coming out soon.
Oh, seafood, yeah, I need that.
I got you, brother. CrowderPowder.com.
Roy does cook, man. Roy's a good cook.
Yeah, we won a barbecue contest in Key West a couple months back.
You did? It was you and Dave Williamson, wasn't it?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, we are champions, just like the Stanley Cup champions.
That's right.
For the Panthers, yeah.
Let me know when next barbecue cook-off, Roy.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah. We'll get you up there.
Yeah, I'll bring my grill down.
Yeah.
He'll bring the lighter fluid, Roy. He'll be ready to go.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, no, we don't do that.
Like my coals hot, Roy.
I understand that, but we don't do that.
Yeah, well, we got Crowder does stuff. Crowder gets you bring several bottles.
Yeah,
That's a fire.
I like my grill at 1,000 degrees.
I know. I mean, you like to sear things.
Reverse sear. All right, what else we got, Solana?
Obviously, the Florida Panthers. They got their rings last night. They're beauties. And tonight the banner will go up. The Heat do play tonight in Charlotte, 7 p.m. You can listen to that game right here on 560 WQAM. Don't forget, the Heat did announce that officially Thursday's home preseason opener has been postponed. They'll play the Hawks now next Wednesday at the Kaseya Center, 7:30 p.m. from the soon-to-be Pat Riley Court.
All right. Very good.
All right, guys. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. There's also some baseball games tonight, by the way. I know we've talked about it.
And there's a hockey game going on right now, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Blues Kraken. That's the hockey game that's going on right now.
Coming up.
No, it's on right now. They're actually playing in Seattle.
Is it?
Yeah. It's on right now. It's a triple header on ESPN.
That's right.
The Panthers game versus the Bruins, that's the second game. And the third game is Utah's playing.
You want to do the headlines, Roy? Go ahead.
Hey, listen. Like, I'm just saying, like, you know, there's baseball games being played today, apparently. Right. It's not like the playoffs have started or anything.
You hate Roy, you Solana?
You see how easy I am on you, Solana?
Crazy.
Because Roy's saying everything that I'm thinking. Oh, there's some baseball games going on. It's wild card baseball. It's playoff baseball. Not even wild card. It's playoff baseball. And then you're like, oh, yeah, Kraken game coming up. And it's on. I mean, Roy knows. They wouldn't put up with that at Meadowlark.
Hold on a second. There's a hockey team in Utah now? What the hell?
Yes. They moved from Arizona to Utah. Yes.
No.
That sounds like a lie, Roy.
No. That is not a lie. They have uniforms and everything.
Jimmy, double check that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the Utah Hockey Club. That's the official name of the team.
Hmm. Phillies Mets, they'll play tonight at some point, and the Dodgers and Padres, they'll play tonight at some point as well. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. The 5 o'clock advisory was released, and this storm is back into being categorized as a Category 5 hurricane. So it is, it's a monster. We're thinking of everybody out on the west coast of Florida. It has deviated a bit south.
Just a touch.
Right. No, I don't want to be an alarmist here, but we're still under tropical storm warning in South Florida. That's your weather.
All right. Very good. We have one more segment to go tonight here from the Amerant Bank Arena. Hopefully, Josh Appel will join us for the final segment. So do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's a good song for me to talk about Cheetah Pompano. Here's some Motley Crue. You think Cheetah Pompano. Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch a big game, big fight card on the weekend. HD TVs throughout the club. VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. You know Cheetah Pompano, they've got an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day, happy hour specials till 6 p.m. every day. Free lunch is phenomenal. They have a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Don't forget, if you're an in-the-biz worker, you work at a hotel, a restaurant, bar, nightclub, you are eligible for some great specials from the Cheetah. They take care of in-the-biz folks better than just about anyone. You can get all the details at the club. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details, all the info at CheetahSOFL.com. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and the doors are open. They open the doors early tonight here at Amerant Bank Arena. You have the puck drop scheduled for 7. It'll actually be 7:25 tonight. They're going to do the banner-raising ceremony and all the hoopla that opening night brings. That'll start about 7, a little bit before 7. So if you're on your way to the arena, doors are open. Make sure you're in your seats a little bit before 7 o'clock, and you should be able to see everything. Josh Appel is sitting down with us here at the broadcast table. He's here to enjoy some Stanley Cup championship hockey from his Florida Panthers. I was asking Roy in the last segment, because he's a lifelong Panthers fan, so are you. Do you think you'll get emotional tonight when the banner gets raised up to the rafters?
Well, first of all, it's great to be with you in the building to hang a banner while we sit here at the Brabel and get ready for it.
Broadcast table.
Yeah. I got emotional when they won.
You want to just end the segment, Solana? I see Solana's disgusted.
Him.
Yeah, I know. You just want to end it because he went Brabel that early on?
Just
I got
tough,
it out of the way.
Man. Just tough. Just tough. But go ahead.
You're tough. I got emotional at the end of Game 7.
Great
I cried.
Comeback. No, it's
Thank
a great
you.
Comeback.
Thank you. It's a great device to use.
Sure.
Anyways, got emotional when they
You're
won.
A great device to use.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right, go ahead. Answer the question.
I think I may get emotional tonight because it's to say it's a long time coming is one thing, but like it's not like before this last three or four seasons they were really in contention. Like it was a long, long time and a lot of really bad hockey here, and to have this achievement and be able to celebrate it. With a full building, season tickets sold out, lower,
How about that?
Club,
you know,
upper.
I was saying to Roy in the last segment, you know, if you think back to what this place was like 15 years ago, before that, or the Miami Arena, if you remember, aside from the Stanley Cup season, to think that they're entering the 2024-2025 season and season tickets are sold out. What a road traveled to get there.
And what's so interesting, it makes me think back to the, you know, late 2000s, early 2010s, when nobody was here. That's kind of how I came to love this team, right? Tickets were so easy to get.
Yep.
They were cheap. I lived close to the arena. So we came so often. We ended up getting a partial season ticket package, and I experienced it. We experienced it together because it wasn't that hard to get tickets to. And to have this payoff is just amazing. I mean, I know George mentioned it earlier, besides his swipe at me for the bone-out wings. aside from that, he had mentioned, you know, the tarps that they'd put over seats in the upper deck. Emily Kaplan had a great article a week or so ago just about what this ownership group has done in rebuilding this as a hockey market. It's remarkable.
What do you think? I'm going to shift gears here since you do NFL play-by-play for Sports USA. What do you think about Robert Saleh being let go from the Jets? Is there more to it, do you think, than just a slow start? It seems to me like there would have to be more to it.
I think there's more to it. Connor Hughes, who covers the team, one of their beat writers, had tweeted out earlier that he had made the decision to take play calling away from Nathaniel Hackett, and then right after that was when the call came to let go of Robert Saleh. So clearly there's other stuff going on here. Part of me feels for Robert Saleh, not because he's getting a great buyout, but because, you know, he's not the best coach, but I think, you know, ownership foisting Zach Wilson onto him for a long time, now getting foisted Nathaniel Hackett. It's not like he picked Nathaniel Hackett. It was interesting timing, no doubt. I know he was already prepping for their game this week. Before
yeah, he was caught yeah. off guard. Like, yeah. this wasn't something where everybody kind of knew it yep. was going to happen. I had asked this of Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show. We talked with Mike Cugno about it as well. Could it potentially be a harbinger of things to come with the Dolphins? Where Woody Johnson looks at what he has there, goes, I've got a good defense. I've got a good roster. And I've got a star quarterback, and I have a short window, and I'm tired of losing, by the way. And I just can't sit around and wait. And I wonder, and I'm not talking about with a backup quarterback. I'm talking about if Tua comes back, he's healthy, he's playing, and they don't look any better. And I was saying to Solana, they end the season 9-8. You know, I mean, could this be one of those things where you go, yeah, I can't sit around with a roster this good, with this much money spent, and just wait for things to somehow magically change?
I think that's a fair question, but I think it's a lot less likely you'll see a change unless it really goes haywire. Because
I'm talking about after the season,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he would go into next season on the hot seat with a lot of pressure to have a good year to save his job. Like, not just like win a playoff game. And I know we've said this a lot here the last couple of seasons, but like actually do something with the roster they gave him. If not, you know, next year could be the year for Mike McDaniel where he finds himself on the hot seat, depending on how the rest of this season goes. The New York situation is a little bit different, though, because they've got this like power imbalance there, or this power struggle I should say, between Rodgers, between Saleh, between Joe Douglas, and like I don't
but
know.
But Rodgers will win that battle
right.
every and time I think, any organization.
And I think that's what happened here. I don't know that for certain, but
seemed like he didn't care for Robert.
Right.
Saleh.
All the signs were there, and we know that, you know, when they brought him in last year, they brought in all of his friends on offense. I'm sure they're trying to trade for Devontae Adams right now, which is a little different than, you know, bringing in Allen Lazard and Randall Cobb. But the point stands. Whatever Aaron Rodgers wants here, they've acquiesced and given him. He was the one who wanted Nathaniel Hackett. And as far as I know, Nathaniel Hackett is still going to be the one calling the offensive plays, regardless of whether it's Robert Saleh as the head coach or now Jeff Ulbrich as the interim head coach. So the main problem for me is still there, and he's still calling plays on all.
What do you make of the line already forming for the Carvery? These turkey sandwiches, it's probably the most sought-after menu item here at Amerant Bank Arena, no?
Oh, absolutely. And there's only one side that's full right now. I don't know if the side behind you, to your
well, that's not the Carvery.
Is that no, but there is sandwiches over there.
Yeah. But that's the only place that does the turkey off the Carvery.
Well, you know what the most important, the most well-liked item is when you see that line 10 minutes after doors open. It's already to the Coors Light Cold Zone stage.
It's crazy. People don't realize just how popular the turkey sandwich is here.
These people are going to have the turkey sandwich and then go home.
A lot of them will. I think
tonight,
you're correct.
Yeah.
In fact, tonight they should really hang a turkey sandwich up in the rafters in honor of the Carvery. I do want to try some of the new places, though. Isn't there a Stoner's Pizza around here? Didn't we cover that?
Yeah, it's upstairs, I think.
Is it? Yeah, I want to check that out. Anyway, we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. The Panthers game tonight is on 104.3 FM, The Shark. There's some... I don't know what happened with the television broadcast. It was supposed to be ESPN only. It's not. And I talked with Goldie this morning. He wasn't certain if it was going to be blacked out locally on ESPN or ESPN+. But the game is available if you want to watch it tonight on the Scripps television stations. For those who don't know, the Panthers are no longer on Bally Sports Florida. They're on Free TV, which is the Scripps station. So if you want to watch the game tonight, you can watch Goldie and Moeller on the broadcast, Channel 39 in Dater Broward. That's WSFL, Channel 39, Dater Broward. In Palm Beach County or the Treasure Coast, it's South Florida's 9. That is carried by Comcast Xfinity. And you can watch all the Panthers games on Panthers Plus, which is their new app. And that's like $70 a season. But if you're a Panthers fan, you're struggling to find where the games are televised, Panthers Plus is the app for you. The radio broadcast, again, with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay, can be heard tonight on 104.3 The Shark. 104.3 FM, The Shark. They had the Stanley Cup. They brought it over here when Cuno was doing the 3 o'clock hour with us. It was really cool. You got a moment with the Stanley Cup during the offseason, right? Did you see it on Fort Lauderdale Beach?
Saw it the day after they won the Cup at Elbow Room, and then a friend of mine with the organization invited us to his day with the Cup, so got to spend that day with it. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's just neat. There is something so unique and regal about the way that they care for it and the way that they present it.
Did you touch it?
I didn't touch it.
Why?
I don't know. You know, we took a picture. We're doing the show, and they were supposed to come by during the commercial break around 2:55. They didn't get here till about 3:03. And so I'm doing the show with Crowder and Cuno. And so we kind of lean in to take a picture, but we're still doing the show.
Very nice.
And then Bryce is here, and he's showing us the ring. And I'm looking at the ring. And then Tree clears a spot on the table and says, let's put the cup on the table, and we can do the broadcast and take some pictures.
I have to get his snack tray out of the way.
And then they said, no, you can't. We don't have enough time. We have so many places to go with the cup. And so they're like, and then before we knew it, they're packing it up. So I got a picture kind of, hey, me and the cup, but I did not touch the cup.
I mean, Tree got way better than you. He's showing a picture of him kissing the cup. It's a
nice, but that wasn't
professional
here.
Photographer.
That wasn't here.
I know, but he got his moment, and he's rubbing it into you.
But it was a nice moment. It really was a nice moment. You see the Panthers championship rings that they...
How great was that?
How cool are those rings?
I loved the touch of including the WWE championship belt underneath. WWE sends one of those out to every team in every sport that wins a title, and we know Matthew Tkachuk, that thing never left his shoulder, never left his waist, so it was cool that they included it on the inner half. They did such an amazing job with it. In the box, too, playing the video. With it's the video. Personalized for each player.
Super cool.
So cool.
I'll ask you as we have to wrap things up here tonight. You're going to have the Miami Heat preseason game and the preheat show with Solana begins at 5:45. What do you think of the Panthers heading into this season? There are some minor changes, but the major figures are all here. What do you think? Said to Plagans, you know, a repeat, let's talk about it. He's like, it's tough to repeat just to get to the Stanley Cup Finals two seasons in a row. Now you're trying to do it for a third time. It's a lot of hockey over a short period of time. But he said, hey, no Stanley Cup hangover, Stanley Cup carryover.
Mm.
Where do you stand on this coming season? You
well, got, first, you I have to goosebumps? Recover from the goosebumps yeah. from that. I mean, between yeah. that and Paul Maurice saying to breathe through your nose and not through your bleephole on the documentary, I am jacked up for this season. No, look, they're going to be one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference again. I think that's a great point by Doug Plagans. They played a ton of hockey the last 2 years. I mean, this is a really short layoff. I feel like we were just here.
I mean, it does feel like we were just here. And we were.
Yeah. So I do wonder if that's going to be a factor later on in the season once they get into the postseason when the play really ramps up. But we know Paul Maurice conditions this team for that kind of hockey, and I think they'll be ready for it. The core of this team is still here. A couple of young guys, Mackie Samuskevich will be in the – I talked about him last year, too.
I mean, what number does Mackie Samuskevich wear?
25.
Look at this.
I mean,
things are happening for us.
I mean, and Chris Drieger backing up tonight. Spencer Knight will be back, hopefully. I know George Richard said he would be. Some question marks on defense without Montour and Ekman-Larsson, but like I we're breaking down third pair defensemen here, but like Uvis Bolinskis is going to be in there tonight. Had a really good offseason, had a really good training camp, was solid in the first month last year when he had to play before Ekblad and Montour came back. They're coming into the season healthy. They're one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference and will likely have to contend with the team they're playing tonight with the Bruins. I mean, it's going to be another really fun season. Really fun season.
You're willing to take a puck to the neck? If it helps.
I will take 11 pucks to the neck. Maybe even 12.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
You're like the 12th man.
To do my part.
Josh Appel, of course, he always fills in for us when Crowder and I are out, and you'll hear him. When's your next NFL broadcast?
This Sunday.
Where you at?
I'm going to Green Bay, Arizona and Green Bay.
Oh, very exciting. Yes. Lambeau Field.
You know what I noticed?
What did you notice?
No Boston jerseys.
Mm. Oh, that's a good point, Tree. That's who was saying that? Was it Plagans? Plagans was saying that it starts to the light. It used to be always Bruins fans, and although admittedly, there's about 100 people up here, Tree. I mean, we'll have to see. But that is, I do see one down there. I will say,
let's get them.
All right, we got to wrap things up here from the Amerant Bank Arena. Again, you're gonna get Panthers hockey tonight on 104.3 FM, The Shark. And you're going to get Miami Heat preseason basketball right here on 560 WQAM beginning at 5:45 with Alejandro Solana and pre-heat. I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show every day. I really am a believer. I was there today. I go to the Boca location on Tuesdays. I honestly do feel a difference. I wish I'd been going there sooner. My suggestion to you, if you're feeling sluggish, not like you used to feel when you were younger, it might be low testosterone. And how would a guy know that he might be low T? In your early to mid-30s, guys start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. Happens gradually, and then before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. Start treating that low T, and within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return, and the brain fog go away, and your sleep improve, and your sex drive will be back. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com, take the low T quiz, takes a couple of minutes, schedule a consultation if you want to learn more, and imagine your life with more energy. No afternoon naps anymore. Atlantic Men's Clinic. They have successfully treated thousands of men. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. That's 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Thank you, everyone who stopped by today. George Richards, Mike Cugno, Doug Plagans, the Stanley Cup, Josh Appel, Roy Bellamy. I mean, it was a cast of thousands. Thank you, Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer, Solana and Jimmy back in the studios, Crowder in New York. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
You need to need. need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. need. Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app